Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber here with Vaughn Morris from Boys and Girls Club. So before the break, you were talking about funding.
Correct.
And your budget, annual budget, is about $1.2 million, and you have to raise that every year.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Yep, it's zero-based, right? So, you know, we have some commitments from foundations, and we do have some, you know, commitments from folks in the community that make multi-year pledges, but a lot of it is, you know, really year-to-year.
Well, and I'm curious, I'm just thinking out loud here, but if somebody's in a position that they say, you know what, I can do a legacy donation,
sure,
a contribution,
sure,
you know, I'm gonna, and sorry, but pay a poll upon death, you know, kind of thing.
Sure.
You have staff that can help talk about that if that's your wish, because you don't have, maybe it's family or, you know, someone to leave
sure
it to, and you say, I
sure
want to do something that's right for the kids.
Yeah, 100%. So that's called legacy giving,
yeah,
right? We have a program called the Heritage Club, and those really are the gifts that keep on giving, right?
Yeah.
You know, because it is a finite, I mean, there's a finale
yeah
to
sure
it, and then the, you know, the funds mm-hmm really help go, and there's going to be a remarkable transfer of wealth,
yeah,
you know, in the next 10 years from baby
yes
boomers and those kinds of folks. And so the ability to, you know, make those contributions, and there's so many different ways to do it, you know,
yeah,
from, you know, charitable remainder trust to, you know, to just cash to,
right,
and there's a lot of things to navigate, and not everybody has, you know, a CPA or a financial planner
no
that can help them, but we do have resources to help people,
okay,
you know, navigate that.
Yeah.
And we have some of those, you know, gifts that have been made, and that's really about the sustainability of the organization, right? You know, because our vision is,
yeah,
you know, we will be here forever, you know, helping kids, you know, pay it forward.
Right.
And those kinds of gifts really, really make a difference.
Yeah. And I, you know, I remember talking to somebody that's a financial planner. They said, well, make sure, you know, they, I mean, if you have, you know, kids that are
sure
older and they're
sure
successful, whatever. And having that conversation with them, saying, look, this is something that I want to do, and letting them know, you know, are you okay with this? Because
sure
I would hate to, you know, someone, the kids assume.
Right.
That
sure
it's coming to them.
Sure,
or, you know,
yeah,
kids,
you take care of
adults
your own first,
yeah,
right? But that
yes
doesn't mean that, you know, you can't leave a percentage.
Sure.
You know, you can leave, you know, what's left of your estate,
right,
you know, and all of it will go towards, again, ensuring
yes
that kids have a fun, safe place to go that they can call their own,
yeah,
that's affordable, accessible, and consistent.
Yeah, and again, it's kids are the future.
Well, there's no doubt,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
and we want to prepare them for it, you know, because
yep
they're going to be taking care of us sooner or later, hopefully not in that bath you talked about earlier.
I just
can't
had
let
to
it
go there, didn't
I? Can't
you
let it go. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's, now wait till the next board meeting. You know, I'm gonna be, you're gonna be walking in the chamber board and have this little, you know, the emoji.
Yes.
Now, where is everybody at today?
Yes.
We're gonna have a little check in, and then I'm gonna, you know, get out the rubber duck and be like, "Don't do it, Llewellyn."
Thawing out the turkey.
It's kind of amazing. I still have a job, isn't it?
It's not amazing because you do a fantastic
well
job, Jack.
Whatever.
Yeah, you do. You do. I know that you are a humble man, but, you know,
well,
I mean, what you've done for the chamber
yeah
has been amazing. And, you know, I have a privilege to serve on that board and continue to advocate
sure
and support the businesses. So, no, I appreciate all you do.
Well, and I, you know, I'm going to sit here, you know, thanking each other. Thank you for thanking
yeah
me.
Yeah, hey, look
but,
at us.
You know, look
yeah
how great we are.
Fest.
But no,
woo!
The board and being on the board, it's critical, you know. And as the director, I can't believe it'll be 17 years coming up in February is my 17th anniversary. But it is. It's having the right people in the room that represent a diversity of
sure
our membership.
Sure.
You know, and that we joked one time, we were all, you know, there was like 5-6 white bald guys on, you know.
Follically challenged.
Follically challenged, shave the head and all that, or like me, really follically challenged, but I'm in denial. But no, it was in having that representation. And, you know, you mentioned the fundraising. The chamber is no different.
Sure.
We get our funds from our membership and our programs.
Sure.
We don't get any grant money.
Right.
You know, we don't get any.
Yeah, you can't
funding
access some of the things that we can as
no
a 501c3 for sure.
Yeah, we're a C6. So that limits us. But and I always say, too, we don't get a large amount of money. The Alliance gets a significant part of their funding from the city and the county.
Sure.
And I say, you know, they're members, but I always say I can bite the hand that doesn't feed us because
correct
I don't want them to, you know, we have to argue with some things.
Sure.
Just like with, you know, Proposition HH that didn't pass, the chamber board voted to not to oppose it.
And, right. You know, and not on premise, just based on the, just that it was not great legislation.
Solution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to fund education. We all want to, you know, lower all of those things are true, but it needs to be the right fit for all the folks we serve. And,
right.
and I do think that we are a leading voice on behalf of all businesses that are chamber members. Mm-hmm. And we also have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things that I know that, you know, your board and my board, if anybody is ever interested in learning more on how to get on a board, especially if you're a WIPOD age, you know,
sure.
a 20 to 40-year-old, join the WIPODs, Young Professionals of Durango.
Sure.
Dip your toe in the water and, you know, start networking,
sure.
attending some of the programs,
sure.
and learn about what it takes to be on a, to be a board member.
Well, and Leadership La Plata is another
yes.
great opportunity for that. You know, you got 9 months of learning more about the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, the leadership component. It really can give you some really solid foundation
yeah.
as to where do you want to serve, how do you want to serve, because you learn a lot of things, you know,
yeah.
and there are so many opportunities
mm-hmm.
because there are a lot of nonprofits and for-profits, but there's a lot of service opportunities
mm-hmm.
for people and being prepared. It's not overwhelming, but there is a commitment, right?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't letterhead fodder. This isn't, you know, something I put on my resume.
Right.
You know, truly, if you're going to give of your time, it needs to be meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say, you know, talk about meaningful things and make meaningful decisions
sure.
and take meaningful action. And for us at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, that's clearly, you know, what we're trying to do, because you have a governance component. You have, you know, there's things around it that people should know and
right.
be prepared for. And, you know, even serving on nonprofits like us,
yeah,
public service, city
yes.
council, county commissioners, school boards, we need more
all
folks. And it's hard and it's thankless. And we're losing out civic groups. I wish we had more time because I
because I'm
really
going to cut you off.
I know. I could take off on this one because
yeah.
we're losing a generation of
yes.
service if we don't catch
huge.
Up soon.
So what's your website?
BGCLaPlata.org.
All right. And DurangoBusiness.org. Vaughn, thank you for everything you do.
Jack, appreciate you.
All right. I got to go back to work.
Sorry.
Or I'm going to go jump and take a bath. All right. AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Have a great day.